This is Akashvani. The news read by Singh Byahui. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a three-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohamed Muzu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island's Island Nations Defense Minister, Mohamed Ghassan Mamoun. They discussed defense and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security, and shared interests in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met the Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance, and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reviewed relief and rehabilitation efforts in landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala. Addressing a review meeting held at Wayanad District Collectorate after visiting the landslide-hit areas and meeting the survivors, the Prime Minister said, "The entire country and the Union government stands behind those affected by the landslide." He assured the state government of all possible support to aid the relief efforts. The Prime Minister urged Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan to send a detailed memorandum regarding the requirements of the state, which will be considered favorably. He also asked the state government to chalk out a long-term plan for the future of children affected by the landslide. Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Vijayan, state ministers belonging to the Cabinet Subcommittee and senior state government officials participated in the meeting. State Chief Secretary Dr. V. Venu briefed the Prime Minister about the support needed from the centre to rebuild the landslide-affected areas and the rehabilitation of the affected persons. President Robert E. Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award by President José Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Robert E. Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu participated in the Horta show and interacted with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception held in Delhi today. Union Corporation and Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for the adoption of a multidimensional, futuristic approach to ethanol production, utilizing resources such as maize, broken rice, wasted fruits and bamboo in addition to sugarcane. Speaking at the National Federation of Cooperative Sugar Factories Limited event in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that ethanol production is a profitable and viable business and that the country will need 1,000 crore litres of it in a couple of years. He highlighted that the government is increasing the limit for ethanol blending in petrol as a biofuel. Mr. Shah said the government has set a target of 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2030, and this target will likely be achieved much earlier. He also noted that the percentage of ethanol blending will be increased to 26%. Mr. Shah added that due to the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a global biofuel alliance has been established, which will also create opportunities for ethanol exports and ultimately benefit farmers. At least 93 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli strike on a school and mosque in Gaza that was sheltering displaced people. According to the Gaza Civil Defense Agency, the attack occurred while people were performing dawn prayers at the Al-Tawin compound in eastern Gaza City. Israel confirmed the strike, stating that Hamas was operating at the building, which also served as a mosque. Gaza Civil Defense spokesperson Mahmoud Basal said they have recovered at least 90 bodies. The Israel Defense Forces confirmed that the airstrike targeted Hamas terrorists within a command and control center located in the building. At the Paris Olympics, the Court of Arbitration for Sports will announce the final verdict on ace Indian wrestler Vinesh Fogart's plea against her disqualification tonight. The final verdict is likely to be announced at 9:30 p.m. In her appeal, Fogart has requested a joint silver medal as she was found overweight after winning the semi-final bout in the 50-kilogram category. Senior advocate Harish Salve is representing her case at the Court of Arbitration for Sports. The hearing in the case has already concluded. And that is the end of this news bulletin.